Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us, to get us.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast with me, which is Mariano.
I'm Pauline.
And I'm Rosario.
And today we're going to be discussing a few different topics, the first of which being
how to stop procrastinating.
And that's a problem for me too. I am most definitely a procrastinator.
I used to be. I don't think I'm that bad anymore.
Yeah.
But it did take some conscious calibration of what I had to do.
Right. And I think it does take an effort to not procrastinate. And I think that's why people procrastinate, because they don't want to put in that effort.
Could be. I don't know what it is.
Well, we'll dive right into that. But first, what were those other topics, just so that we're aware?
So we're going to talk about how to stop procrastinating. We're also going to discuss the benefits of getting a restful night's sleep, not just sleeping, but actually having like a restful night of sleep, as well as a little bit about childhood obesity and something that's just affecting a lot of children throughout the United States. And as well as I am going to begin my 30-day
water challenge.
Yeah, for all of you listeners, she's been talking about it.
I've been trying to hype myself up.
She's been procrastinating.
I know.
I have been putting it off.
I was going to say, it's become the start it in the next 30-day water challenge.
So that is, but nobody wants to do it with me.
I do it already. That's what I told you.
I'm going to discuss the rules, because there are some rules that go along with it.
Let me see if it's doable for me, because I hate drinking water, period. So
we'll see. We're going to discuss that a little bit later, just like the rules with that and what I'm going to try to accomplish, and why I'm doing it and what I'm hoping will come of it. So
I keep telling her, you're not going to turn into a mermaid, but she's not listening.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
I was born this way. I am a mermaid.
So with procrastinating, people put things off just out of habit, just because there's a lot of reasons why people put things off. They don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they're just so busy that they feel like they'll get to it later. Or like I said, it's kind of like a habit. Like people will just say, oh, I have time, so I'll do it later. There's no rush to get things done. That there's other things that are due or need to be done sooner. So like those take the top priority. So there's quite a few reasons why people procrastinate. But there's also a lot of ways to kind of like help you to not procrastinate so much. One myth is that people feel that they actually work better under pressure. So like people want that tight deadline because they feel like, oh, I have to have some pressure to get something done or to perform or to complete a task, whatever it may be. And that's not really true. I mean, you will get it done because like it needs to be done. And so you're going to
stress yourself out for no reason.
But you're going to stress out. You're not going to actually be able to give like your best because life in general will add more to it. So unless you literally are one of those people, which I mean, I don't think many people can literally shut down everything else around them to focus on one project. Because just life in general, there's just things that are always going on. So when you put that time constraint on yourself, you're going to get it done, but it's not going to be necessarily your best quality of work or your best effort that's going to be put into it. And you're going to stress about it, like you said. Like you're going to be stressed about it because it's going to be on your mind all the time, and it's just adding more stress and headache on you that's not necessary at all.
Yeah, but you know the funny piece of human behavior is that a lot of people like that. Like without even realizing, some people are just drawn to stress.
Chaos. Exactly. And stress. Yeah.
If it's true. How you're used to living and it's what you're familiar with, we'll stick to what's familiar, even if that means it's uncomfortable, because
that's crazy.
Right. Well, because the unfamiliar is more uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So it's better, or at least it's easier most of the time. It shouldn't be, but it is, to stick to what you know. So like, my mom is the worst stress person on the planet, and like she'll procrastinate way less than me, but she stresses way more about it. Like, she'll be walking around like, oh my God, I have a headache and I need to do this and I need to do that. And I'm like, mom, sit down and shut up. Like, whenever I go to her house, I can't stand it, because she's like, well, I don't want to do this right now, I'm tired. I'm like, well, then don't do it tomorrow, who cares? You know, you can still get it done. But I'm not a huge procrastinator. At least I don't think so. Like, I'll get things done in a timely manner, but if I'm stressed over it, I'll stop. I won't stress over something. It's not worth it.
Oh, I wish I had the ability to do that. I will procrastinate lots of things, but only certain things. If it has to do anything with work, because it's somebody else that I have to do the work for, I cannot procrastinate. That's my one thing. Like, I feel awful because it involves someone else. But if it's things like for me, or even, I don't know, just getting simple things done, I will procrastinate. I'm like, I gotta do that later. Right. Let me focus on this first. But that will create stress on myself, you know, and, I can't do that. I will stress out and I'll freak out.
And that's actually one of our tips that we had in regards to how to kind of stop procrastinating, is letting others around you, being accountable. So, how you were saying, if it involves other people and that other people are waiting on you, or you have to complete your portion so that they can complete theirs, then you will do it in a timely manner and you'll get it done.
Because that creates expectation when other people know.
Exactly. Right. And so that is one way, no matter how big or small the task is letting either somebody close to you, your coworker, your spouse, whatever it is, around you, the people that are around you, to kind of get them with the expectation is that they will hold you accountable and that they will remind you, and also inquire about it and ask you, how's that going? How's that coming along? And so you feel like you need to, it's kind of like tricking yourself into getting it done, because for me personally, if I tell somebody, oh, I'm working on this project and this is what I'm doing, and then they just simply inquire about it, and I know that they're going to ask me, next time I see them, they're going to be wondering what, they want an update. So I'll do it, because I'm just okay, I don't want to seem like I haven't progressed since the last time I've talked to them.
Yeah. You know, I could see that. Well, especially for me, one of the ways that I've worked, I guess, similar to that situation is dieting. It doesn't become legit until I tell people around me, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and then they hold me up to it. I was like, I don't want them to think I failed. So it's more pleasing them while helping myself.
Right.
So,
you know what's funny is I don't like telling people.
Really?
Things. Yeah.
I have to keep myself motivated.
But for me, it's a little test. Can you keep yourself motivated? It's fun for me because it's it shouldn't be someone else's job, in my opinion. So if I can do it without telling someone, then when I do tell them, oh yeah, I've been doing this for 6 months, and they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, you know, it's a cool feeling.
That's cool.
Yeah. One little tip though, too, what you were talking about, Pauline, was, my friend did it. Where I learned to train dogs years ago was, this kennel called Canines Only in LA. And my friend, before he was the training manager, he would tell people he was a training manager. He was saying he's kind of creating his own little destiny. Now that it's out there, he has to find a way to make that true.
Right.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah. And so it does help. It's that accountability thing. And it's not necessarily, don't get me wrong, it's not to try to impress others.
No, of course not.
No.
You know, it's
to create that scenario where
yourself.
Yeah.
And it gives you a support group too, because if it's somebody who genuinely is wanting to push you towards your goal, so for instance, with your friend, then, you know, when there's days that it does become hard, or days where, because everybody, even the most motivated person, has days where they just feel down.
Yeah, they're not feeling it. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and so that person can be encouraging to you. They can remind you why it is that you're doing what it is that you're doing, and that the hardship is worth it for the end goal, you know, and they can be that support group. They can also be that person that may need to like whip you into shape when you're like slacking. They might be like, okay, look, like get it together. Cause sometimes you just need like that fire relit.
Yeah, I think that's what I feel like about the whole diet thing. Cause I know for a fact I will give up, you know? Yeah. But if I tell someone, like tell my mom, she's like, no, keep going. You got it. Push yourself harder. So, okay.
It does. I can do this. It does help you. So that's one of the tips. We have a few more tips about procrastination to help you that we're going to put off till the next part of the episode. So we're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we'll give you those procrastination tips. We're also going to talk about restful sleep and some benefits of that, as well as my challenge. So keep it right here.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back. Now, we want to jump into a new topic, but before we do, let's finish up with these little helpful tips to stop people from procrastinating.
So we already talked a little bit about making your intentions public, sharing with those around you. Another way to kind of help with your procrastination is, and this is something that I noticed that I had to do for myself, was sometimes you need to change the environment in which you're working. So if you are working in a place like or in a situation in an environment where you're just not productive, then you need to like move from there. So for me, like when I was going to school and even still now, like when there's things that I need to get done, I can't do it in my room and I can't do it like on the couch. Like my brother, he can do all his homework sitting on the couch, just kind of like lounging and doing his thing, or just like sitting or laying on his bed and he can get things done. I can't. I will fall asleep. I'll turn the TV on. I just find a million other things. Like I'll even start cleaning up my room and like reorganizing things because I'm like, oh, this, I never got to this or whatever that is. So sometimes just sticking yourself in a more productive environment so that you can focus where there's a lot less distraction can help you with your procrastination. Some people will go to coffee shops.
The library.
Some people like it to be like quiet and things like that. And I just personally like to have like a chair, like an upright chair. So I'm not lounging.
That's not too comfortable. And then I'm the same way.
Not too comfortable. And like I like to have the whole table to myself.
Me too.
So I can spread out.
Maybe not the whole table, but I require dumb amounts of space for
So I can just place everything out and see everything in front of me. If it's a lot of paperwork, my computer, like, you know, if I'm drinking something, so like my coffee is like over there or whatever, my snacks, like I can have everything situated and I'm not worried about like, oh, being in somebody's space.
Because it's like mental declutter.
And so that's another thing is maybe just sticking yourself in a more productive area. Another thing is, setting deadlines and reclarifying like your goals. They kind of go like hand in hand. So sometimes we get, we kind of talked, we touched on this a little bit earlier, is we lose sight of what it is that we're doing and why we're doing it. So sometimes if you reclarify those goals and remind yourself what you're working towards and setting up new deadlines, it may not be just because you're not reaching it. It's just that when you first set out to do something, the deadlines that you had set for yourself, they may have passed and you may not have achieved it yet. That's fine. You don't give up. You just readjust those deadlines, readjust those goals and try again and maybe do a different approach. And that can
or if it's a big project, just kind of break it up. Okay, I'm going to do this first part by this deadline. Mm-hmm. Second part will be completed by this deadline.
Right.
Breaking things apart or...
Bringing it in chunks, yeah. Right. And it kind of reminds me why you were saying that. I was thinking, you know how, like, when you're in elementary school mm-hmm. and you have, like, say, like, a research paper, like, you know, and you have to do, like, a book report, and your teacher says, okay, this Friday, the outline is due. Next Friday, two paragraphs are due.
Well,
like, you know, it's kind of...
for a reason.
You know, it's breaking it up, like, and having those deadlines, and then by... the third Friday, the rough draft, like, you know, everything is due. And so mm-hmm. it's kind of like takes us back to when we were younger. But maybe there, like you said, there's a reason for that process. And
yeah,
a lot
starting
of,
is the hard part.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Getting it started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember in school when they give you like a project and they're like, okay, you need to have, you know, all your sources cited, make it in this format with this and
right.
this font. Like, I would listen to all this, or they'd even give you a handout with all this information on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I would stare at it with the blank face. Like, I don't know what I'm doing right now. Until you get started, then you're like, oh, wait, I should, like, things kind of fall into place. Like, you start
yes.
typing and you're like, oh, let me adjust this to the right format really quick.
Right.
Let me change the font and everything. And then, okay, that's done. And mm-hmm. then you're, you know, you finish with it and you're like, okay, let me just cite my, like, it's not that hard when you're in it, but getting started, you first you're like flustered.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It can be. And,
like cleaning.
Yeah.
Do I start here? Do I start here?
Where do you start? Yeah, because it just seems like so much. And that was kind of like segueing off what you were saying, kind of like getting started, mm-hmm. is another suggestion is to start the most difficult, most time-consuming or like biggest mm-hmm. Project or whatever it is that you're working on first. To get that out the way. Get the hard stuff done first.
So you're not dreading it later.
Exactly. And putting it off. Like, just getting it done. How Mariana was saying is starting. Like, actually just starting it and just chipping away first at the biggest, most time-consuming project or whatever it is that you're working on and need to complete. And then doing, like, the small, quick things after. Because after you've... Because you feel, in a way, like you've accomplished something because you've... Mm-hmm. Look at what I just completed.
Right.
And it's like, this ain't nothing now. Like, I can bust this out really quick.
Yep.
That's an interesting way
to see
it.
I kind of do that when I'm at the gym. Like, if I... Mm-hmm. I changed up my workout routine recently where I used to do heavier weight for sets of, like... I'd go, like, 10, 8, 8, 6. And if I can't, mm-hmm. then 10, 6, you know, 6, mm-hmm. 4. But now I do 20, 15, 12, 10.
Mm-hmm.
And those extra reps are hard, even if the weight is lighter. So it feels heavy. So when I do 20, I think of 5 four times. So I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
And then for mm-hmm. 15, I do 5 three times. And then I do 4 three times. And then I do 5 two times.
Right.
For 10.
Yeah. Right. It's and that can go with like anything. So like how you were saying, like when you're in the gym, it does, it's breaking it down and...
Into achievable
doable.
Seeming.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And kind of like just tricking yourself. And like, that's okay if that's what you need to do is break and say, okay, this is 3 sets of 5 rather than 15. You know, if it makes it less scary or whatever it is.
Less threatening. Like,
exactly.
I can get this done, you know.
Yeah. Let's, then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see that.
That can help you with your procrastination and putting. And then if you guys have any tips for how you can cut back on procrastinating, you can always, of course, tweet us, you can Facebook us, all that. We would love to know how you deal with your procrastination, or if you've tried any of these tips, if they help you, if mm-hmm. you know, you've noticed a difference with how you your productivity and stuff like that. So we would love to hear that too. But another topic that we wanted to discuss was the benefits of a restful night's sleep
and how to get that too. That's a big one.
Yes, tell
right
me.
So
I need sleep.
Sleep affects every aspect of our day and of our lives, whether mm-hmm. we want to admit it or not.
Well, sleep is probably the most important thing a person can do. I feel like mm-hmm. there's that saying, like, you can go, 8 days without food, like maybe 3 days without water, but how many days can you go without sleep?
Right.
So, I mean, sleep has to do with everything from, like, your hormones to your mentality to your, you know, mm-hmm. to your eating habits. It affects everything.
Every part of you.
And it's like a third of your life.
Mm-hmm. True. Very true.
So
and
of course, it's going to be very important.
It is. And mm-hmm. it... I think that's why there's so many, how we talked about this in a previous episode, how there are a lot of like sleep aids, like medicine,
mm-hmm.
Because people, you need sleep and things like that. And I don't, before you start any medicine or any supplement, of course, it has to be, which I think is true. Because like even with like, because there are some like prescription sleep aids and things like that you have to get through a doctor. There are some over the counter things, but everything should be used correctly, and everything should be used in like if you do have dietary or physical needs and concerns, and of course go like it's not you can nowadays you can email your doctor you can call them and things like that. You don't necessarily have to make an appointment and go in, but these are just little things that you can discuss over, because especially if you have a primary doctor that you go to all the time, then they kind of know your history and things like that, and you can shoot them an email and say like, this is a concern that I have before starting anything. But benefits of restful sleep, how we were saying, affects our entire day-to-day activities, is that it affects your creativity. Mm-hmm. It affects your productivity.
What it affects your brain function as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it affects the way that your body produces chemicals, like in what amounts, and, you know, it even affects your body's ability to kind of break down the nourishment from the food that you eat throughout the day.
Yeah, your metabolism. Yeah. For sure.
So, and it does, and it like your happiness, because a lot, I am one of those people, I will admit it. If I am tired, I'm cranky.
But that's because chemically you're off balance.
Mm-hmm. I'm really cranky, and like I'll try, or I get like really quiet because I know that I'm cranky. So it's like I don't engage as much because I'm just so tired, and so I get quiet, and people will ask me like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing, because I don't want to say like, I'm tired, like leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know, so I get like a lot more quiet. I don't engage as much because I know that I'm like mad and like, I'm like on edge. So I don't want to like lash out just because, you know, people are trying to be friendly. But we're going to list a few other things to help you get restful sleep, as well as some other benefits of sleep. And the rules to our 30-day challenge when we come back from this quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we're back. Now, we just want to discuss a few different tips and techniques that you can use in order to get a better night's sleep. And some of the ones that I came up with were, you know, sometimes you get a better mattress. I bought this bed that I have was the first one that I actually bought, and I love it. And it does help me sleep a lot better. But I do want one of those really cool, like, memory foam ones where the base moves around.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I laid on one, you know, when we were shopping for our mattress that the base vibrates, and I love it. And not even so much because of the vibration, but just the sound of, like, the hum.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, and it really helped me relax. I almost fell asleep in the store.
And I believe Tempur-Pedic is coming out with one that's like cool.
Oh, they already have it.
Yeah.
The cooling gel? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Serta makes it, the cooling gel like mattress.
Yeah, that's so then cool. You can be kind of, because some people don't like getting hot.
Yeah, I hate getting sweating. Hot, which that was another one. I have a fan in my room that's pointed right at my bed. Mm-hmm. And here's a little tip for people. The fan, not only does it make me cooler and help me go to sleep, but some people, like mentally, you need to snuggle with the blanket. So I can do that and not be hot. But there's one more on top of that, though. If I'm watching TV, the fan blowing air like into my face makes my eyes get dry and it makes me want to close them. And that helps me go to sleep, too.
Nice. So tonight I'll try staring right into the fan as I go to sleep.
No, but you don't even have to stare right into it. It's pointed like from the foot of the bed up, but the moving air still gets to your face.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's not like it's right there, but it still gets to you and it helps you. And and you're cold, so you want to snuggle, then you're comfortable, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
I definitely like to snuggle. Yeah. I like to sleep with a lot of pillows.
Yeah. Like I spoon my dog sometimes. Or
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same here. And I need total darkness when I go to sleep. I hate distracting lights or if you live in a street where you can kind of see the cars,
the car lights,
going by,
the headlights.
I can't sleep
oh
like
yeah
that.
I have the I have like those curtains, like the curtains in my room are like the
blackout curtains.
Yep. And so that helps because where my room faces is where like the sun comes up. So it's right in the morning. It's like bright in my room, which is great.
You're a morning person.
So yeah, it is. I mean, it is nice because like my room is always bright and everything. Mm-hmm. But there's days where like I'm like, especially during the summertime when the sun comes out so early, I'm like, no. So you can use those blackout curtains are really helpful. I personally have to use a restroom before I go to the bed, to bed, because if I wake up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom, I can't fall back asleep. So that's something that I try to do. I mean, and we make little kids do that too. It's like so funny because like when we get older, we stop doing all the things that like we're taught to do. Yeah, like to go to the restroom so you don't, you know, I mean, some people may wet the bed, which is fine. That's one situation. But even just for me, because I get up and I can't, you know, it'll wake me up in the middle of the night because I have to use the restroom. So that's another thing. I know that Mariano was saying that he actually keeps water.
Yeah, keep water by the bed. Yeah, because it sucks when you wake up really thirsty. Mm-hmm. Especially like we said in the actually for me it's the winter because the heater makes my mouth dry.
Oh yeah.
And so I keep a lot of water by the bed and I'll kind of sip on it throughout the night, like as I wake up, because you know that like pre-wake up, if you stand up off the bed and you're awake, but if you just kind of wake up for a second and like look around, you can still pass right back out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So you can just take that. Another way to get a nice restful night's sleep is if you also We kind of discussed this in a previous episode, but it pertains to this. If you have a lot going on in your mind and things like that, jotting it down. Mm-hmm. Or some people, my aunt actually has a tape recorder that she'll speak into to like remind her, like mental notes, like don't forget to do this.
I've seen that.
And and it's it
and
actually
you can
works.
Even do it on your phone.
Yeah, you can do it on your phone. You can text yourself. You can like there's notes like on iPhones. You can use like the note app and just jot it down real quickly. So then that way you're not thinking about it throughout the entire night and worry that you're going to forget.
My phone has this thing because if it's dark, I don't like to stare at a bright screen.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I lay my phone face down and it has this thing where if I talk to it, I have, like, a thing that if I say a certain word, it'll wake open up. It'll turn on. Mm-hmm. And it's listening to me. So I can tell it, like, hey, remind me to do this at 8:30 in the morning tomorrow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's a great feature.
And then it'll, you know, but it's still facing down, so I don't have to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it go like bloop, bloop, which means it got what I was saying.
Right.
That way I know it's going to happen, and then I can like relax.
Mm-hmm.
But if I stare at the bright screen, then I can't go back to
bed.
Yeah, that's another thing is devices, whether it's a laptop, a tablet, your phone, the TV. Having that distracting light, it stimulates you. So you're staying awake because of those lights and because of just those distractions. Like if your phone is buzzing, I put my phone on like do not disturb and I put it on the ground so that I can't hear it. Mm-hmm. And it's not like even if a message does come through, it doesn't flash in my eye or anything.
Yep, that's another thing too. Mine has like a night mode that I set so nothing comes through.
Yeah, so it's really nice. Like there are features to help you, especially with like your devices or just turning it off or plugging it in a different room so it's not even near you.
I'm far away from you, so you
yeah.
To,
I use
like,
my phone as my
bed.
Like alarm, so like that's kind of like why I have it on the floor next to me. But there are other options that you can use to kind of like help you. And some people even like stretch before they go to sleep to kind of like wind down from the day or like meditate, pray, whatever it is that you do so that you're just like a little bit more calm. There are like humidifiers. I like the humidifiers where you
like
can put some of like the scented oils also so that you can kind of have like a calming, like if your room is just, I just feel cozy and calm.
I can't do that because I feel like the air is thick and I don't like that. I'd rather there be like fresh air. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, like even like the little ones, not the like huge.
I know what you mean, but I
like
can't.
Those aromatherapy ones.
Like I have candles in my room, but I don't really ever light them.
Oh, okay.
I light them if I'm cleaning and you know, while I'm cleaning. But if I'm laying somewhere or doing something, I need fresh air. I need like an abundance of fresh air.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
It was funny that you mentioned you use your phone to wake you up as an alarm. And this is something that I learned from my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He says that because he's not a morning person.
Right.
So he puts his phone
far away
from him. Yep. So he to make it stop ringing and being so obnoxious.
He has to get up and go get it.
Or he used to do this app, too, where you couldn't turn your alarm off until you completed a math problem or something like that.
Oh, so, like, you have to wake up and be conscious to cut it off. So, I mean, so, like, there is a lot of options, you know, to help you with that and to help you wake up and things like that also. So, there's a few different things, of course. Let us know if you try anything or if you have any suggestions, too, because I would love to know how... lately I've been just passing out because I've been working so much. So like I haven't been having that much difficulty falling asleep, but then in the morning,
staying asleep is hard
for me. In the morning I'm just like kind of like dragging. So I'm going to try as much as possible to go to sleep a little bit early, which is, I mean, I get home around 9:30, 10. So that's already late. But so we'll see how that goes. But to wrap up this episode, I have been, we've been kind of mentioning it off and on these last few episodes, especially if you've been with us since the beginning, about starting a 30-day water challenge. And I am officially going to start. I'm not putting it off anymore. I'm going to be a big girl about this. And I did find online, well, first off and foremost, with anything, there are things that you have to be aware about. So like you can actually... Drink too much water. Yeah, you can die from that. And so you must always, it's a good thing to be hydrated because you can die from being dehydrated, but you need to be conscious of what you're doing to your body. And with anything, you should never start too hard or start too fast with anything. So, and I always say this, but it's true. Like, if you are going to start any new thing, you should consult a nutritionist or your doctor, especially because everybody is different.
Yeah.
So with that being said, one way to eliminate drinking over having too much water in your system is when you have to use the restroom, just go. A lot of people like hold it and like they'll wait. And
they absolutely have to go at the last minute.
And that's not good for your body either. And so that's kind of like my biggest concern with this challenge, is that I'm going to have to just go to the bathroom a lot, but like whatever. So,
but you know what? That could be good for you though. You're cleansing your body.
Exactly. Yeah. It does. So it's good. It's the benefits, like it in the beginning, I'm sure it'll be a little bit annoying, but then, you know, it's good for you. So what the rules that I'm going to be following, I found online for my 30-day challenge, is that I'm going to drink a gallon of water a day minimum. That's my goal, is to drink a gallon of water a day for the next 30 days and not to consume any other liquid. So whenever I'm thirsty, drink water. When I need to wake up, which we've talked about too, water can actually help wake you up too, more so than anything else. And but there are a few little exceptions to the rule as far as other drinks that are allowed during this challenge. So if I choose to drink coffee, I can, but it has to be straight black, no sweetener. If I choose to drink tea, I can, but it has to be unsweetened, no soda. Carbonated water is okay, but I don't really drink mineral water and things like that, so I don't think that's really gonna be an option for me. And no juices at all and no alcohol at all. So that's gonna be what my challenge is. I'm gonna be doing this starting today. To help with it, I did some preparation for this. I have a hydro flask, a pretty big one, so that I can just keep that bottle with me throughout the day and keep refilling it until I reach the amount that I need to. I also, I brought that with me, so I'm already like getting started and everything with that. I do think I will last the entire 30 days. I know that it's going to be kind of hard. My folks at home, they think I'm only going to last like 3 or 4 days.
No, you can do it.
But I mean, I purposely had coffee yesterday and today to get it out of my system so I can have it one last time. So we'll see how it goes. If you guys have done the 30-day water challenge, let me know how it went. I'll be checking in with you guys for these next few episodes until the 30 days is over to let you know how.
And so what are the benefits of this 30-day water challenge?
So there's a few things. Just hydrating myself because I don't think that I drink enough water in general. Uh-huh. Two, a lot of people have noticed that, like, kind of like Mariano said, it does cleanse you. Mm-hmm. And just I'm trying to just in general do a little bit better as far as like what I'm drinking and eating and things like that. So I'm hoping that by the end of this, I won't even want soda and things like that. So I can just cut that all out. It does, and just drinking water in general does help with your health, your mm-hmm. body functions. It does help with like your skin and things like that. So we'll see how it goes.
Awesome.
Can't hopefully wait. I know I'm nervous sighted, so we'll get with it. So that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Of course, listen to us at gsmcpodcast.com. You can download us at iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. This is the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Pauline signing off.
Mariano signing off.
Rosario signing off.
We out. Everybody have a good weekend.